Hi, welcome to Embodying the Venus Cycle. This is a monthly podcast where I tune in to help you connect with where Venus is in the sky, as well as the other planetary energies that are interacting. This cycle of podcasts began in August of 2023 when the Leo star point first began. These podcasts can help you connect with the living sky and also to your inner world. Venus is how we value ourselves. It's also how we're in relationship to others. And as we know, the two go hand in hand. Venus is continuing to descend in the morning sky. She will continue to do so until the end of April. At that time, she's going to be disappearing from our view for about 40 days. And then she'll reappear as an evening star in July. She's passed through four gates so far, where she's met the crescent moon in the morning. And the fifth gate, which she has just passed yesterday, is the solar plexus gate, where we find our personal empowerment. So here we are looking at what ways we have given away our power. How are we giving away our power to other people, to other people's purposes maybe, instead of connecting in with what our own purpose is? The solar plexus is like our inner sun, so it's a lot like Leo, where we're looking at what our willpower is, our ability to shine. Are we allowing ourselves to shine, or maybe are we more going into hiding? Are we hiding what we actually are here to share? This speaks to our creative purpose. And when we're empowered by our own personal life, things flow much more naturally. The sign of Sagittarius has everything to do with being natural, being spontaneous. And there can also be, with its association with Jupiter, a sense of overwhelm, where we try to take on too much. We're constantly seeking, wanting to learn more and more and more, trying to get to the bottom or the top or however you are perceiving it. But really, it's an ongoing journey, and we need to be aware of the fact that the learning can go on and on and on forever. It's unreasonable for us to expect to fully understand everything. Some things are meant to elude us. With Jupiter in the sign of Taurus right now, we're having the opportunity to ground in to our self-worth, our self-value. And I think it's an opportunity for us to really believe that we have the resources that we need for our survival. Taurus is about survival. It's about our values. It's about security. We recently had Jupiter in a retrograde phase that started in September of 2023 and finished just at the end of 2023 on the 31st of December. Jupiter started its retrograde phase at 15 degrees Taurus and went back to 5 degrees Taurus, which is where it still currently is at. This 5-degree Taurus mark, some may remember, is where the lunar eclipse in October of 2023 occurred, 5 degrees Taurus. So these themes that may have been really coming to light for you, any kind of big realizations that you may have had around the time of that lunar eclipse, we're still working with that, with whatever that energy was for you. The moon and Venus in Sagittarius was also trining Chiron in Aries. So our wounds of not feeling like we have enough within us and have enough ability to take action, where we feel wounded and we cannot take action. where we feel maybe blocked from making choices for ourselves, where there could be some fear or some guilt that's related to a consequence that may occur if we make a certain choice, if we make take a certain action that may be empowering to us, where we are taking a self-leadership role, and maybe there's a fear that that's going to cause some kind of a conflict in a personal relationship. I think the invitation here with this trine aspect between Venus and the moon and Chiron is to remember that we heal ourselves when we face our wounds. Chiron is our wounds that don't heal. It's the medicine that we find within that. And when we are able to embrace that wound, that feeling of not having enough, not being ready enough, good enough, and when we work through that process of facing that wound and sharing it, then others are able to be healed alongside. This is a big part of why I'm doing these podcasts, is connecting to the Chiron wounded feeling I have personally with, I also have Chiron in Aries in my natal chart, and it's in my third house, which is the house of communication. And I also have Jupiter retrograde. So there's this constant, there has been, and well, there still is this constant seeking for more and more information, feeling like I can't share any of the information that I have because I haven't figured it all out yet. But really, we're all on an ongoing evolution of learning. And the more we can share that with others, I think the easier it is for all of us. But that doesn't mean that it's easy. It is actually sometimes quite challenging and can be quite painful of a process to go through, but that is how we evolve. We evolve through our emotional bodies, and evolution is not always a comfortable process. So why am I doing these podcasts? I do ask myself this often. And a friend of mine asked me, why Venus? Why Venus? She said, are you going to then do, like, say, Mars or something? Why are you choosing to focus on Venus? And I didn't really have an answer for her at the time, but I was thinking about it a little bit more recently, actually. And I have Venus and Uranus conjunct in my ninth house, which is the house that is ruled by Sagittarius. And that's where our higher wisdom and intuition is connected to in our ongoing learning. So I have this, I just had an intuitive connection to Venus, and I just felt like that was what I wanted to share. I was going outside into the natural world and looking at her in the sky, and I was so excited to see, like, she's just so brilliantly bright, and following her every morning and last year in the evenings. And also I considered the fact that I was born when the Venus star point was in Gemini, which is the storyteller. And so I think that there's going to be some healing for me in this. It is definitely a learning curve. I feel like I'm still really very much in the elementary steps of that, which would be very third house, which is the house that rules Gemini. So there's a big connection between the Venus and the Chiron there. So returning back to where we are at in this journey together, it is a very Jupiter-themed time with this Venus gate, and we are about to have the Sun and Pluto go into Aquarius together, and things are really going to be quite different over the next 20 years with this new Pluto cycle. So wherever 0 degrees Aquarius is in your natal chart, is an area where a lot of deep transformative work is likely occurring, whether you're aware of it or not. So just to do a quick refresh of why we're here, I feel like I need to refocus myself often. So we're at the solar plexus gate, the gate of self-empowerment. We are looking at ways that we have been giving away our power, ways that we no longer maybe want to communicate, choices we maybe no longer want to be making because it is not supporting our inner sunlight that we would really like to shine for others. Jupiter in Taurus is reminding us to believe in ourselves, to have that self-worth, to know that we have what we need to survive despite what feel like very precarious times for many of us. And this is an excellent time for us to have the opportunity to solidify and ground into what our intentions are going into this next 20-year Pluto in Aquarius phase. Thank you for listening. If you find these podcasts are helpful, please share them with others. Please feel free to go to the bottom and leave a review. Again, thank you for listening, and I will be returning sometime around the 7th of February, where we will be at the sacral chakra gate, which is connected to our creativity. May you allow your light to shine.